WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
An absolutely gorgeous day in Tampa. Lots of sunshine. We may reach about 70 degrees, a very light wind. A perfect day to bring in the new year as the Badgers and LSU get set to have at it today as we check out our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. You know, Tausch, Mike Heller, and I were talking the pregame. It's pretty hard to expect anything, you know, hard and fast in a bowl game these days. But what do you look at as being some of the key elements here today?
Well, you know, as we were talking about earlier, I think the controlling the line of scrimmage, as in every game, but I always, whenever you play an SEC team, that's always the first thing that I think of from an offensive line standpoint. Their D-line, SEC D-linemen, just built a little different. So that's job one. And then when you're talking about a game like this and all these bowl games now outside of the college football playoff, who's motivated? Which team has more guys that love the game and that are going to lay it out on the line? Because we've seen it throughout the entire bowl season, guys opting out. And how much can you kind of bring your team together and finish something off for your group of seniors? Because this is the last time some guys will ever put on a jersey. So I think that's the part of this game today. With, you said, all of these unknowns, there's a lot of unknowns. And a lot of times unknowns are fun to kind of see how it all plays out, and that's what we're going to be watching over the next 60 minutes.
And we'll send it down to our sideline reporter, Patrick Kerr, picking up on the topic. And it is, as Mark Tauscher and Luke Fickell talked about in their social media pregame hit, is it a capper to the season? Is it a springboard to next? It's hard to say, but Patrick, this team does have an idea of trying to send these seniors out on a bright note here today, don't they?
Yeah, from the minute this staff identified Tanner Mordecai as the guy they wanted leading this team, a day like today is exactly why. When he was kind of asked the question by media leading up to the bowl, did you ever think about not playing? He looked at them like it was never even a choice. He said, I don't even know what you mean. I wouldn't play. That's the tone he set as a senior playing in this game. So while bowl games right now are filled with storylines of opt-outs or the young guys getting a chance, playing as a senior still means something. And for guys like C.J. Getz and Tommy Brunner and Marty Stry and Michael Furtney, some of these guys who are playing in their final game, as Tauscher mentioned, they got carried off the practice field yesterday, which is a long tradition here at Wisconsin on that final day of practice before the bowl game. And it's some of those traditions that have kept in place under this new staff that make bowls meaningful. And that's a reason why Wisconsin has won 8 of its last 9 bowl games. And so playing for seniors, Tanner Mordecai setting the tone playing in this game, means something to Luke Fickell, means something to the rest of this roster.
All right, the captains ready to meet for the coin toss. Marty Stry, Muma Jungmeta, and Tanner Mordecai, the three captains. This is a Pac-12 officiating crew, and let's set it down for the toss.
Congratulations. Come on in, shake hands, introduce yourselves, please. Gentlemen, we have a special coin today. The helmets will be head. The emblem of the ReliaQuest Bowl will be tails. Wisconsin, the visiting team, what do you call?
Heads.
They called heads. Heads is the call. Mr. Murphy, if you do us the honors. And it's tails. LSU, you've won the toss. You want to receive. Which way do you want to kick?
That way.
You want to kick that way? Gentlemen, flip your backs. LSU will receive the opening kickoff.
All right, when you're the highest scoring offense in college football, even without the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, when you win the toss, you want the ball. And that's what LSU is going to do in their home unis. Normally, when they're home, they wear white, but they are the home team here, and they're in their purple unis with the gold pants, the white trim, and the Badgers and the traveling white unis and the Cardinal trim. And LSU will receive, go right to left as we view it. And that would be south to north here at Raymond James Stadium.
I didn't see Jair Alexander went down there for that coin toss, was he?
Who?
Was Jair down there on the coin toss? I didn't know if he jumped in. You mentioned that. I always get a kick out of, you know, when we go down and play in Miami and, you know, the home team always wants to give any psychological edge that they can. So Wisconsin wins that battle wearing the whites, but none of that is really going to matter once this ball gets kicked off. And it does always tell you, you know, you see it with the Packers when they will take the football first. That's all about setting a tone, because the safe play is always to defer. LSU wins the toss, and they want to set the tone, saying this isn't going to be a slow sludge match. We want to get this thing and ramp it up and score early, putting pressure on Wisconsin. It's always interesting to see that psychological battle.
Gavin Nicholas and Caleb Jackson are the deep men for LSU. Gavin Lahm will be kicking off for Wisconsin as we are set to go here in Tampa, Florida. The Relia Quest Bowl, Big Ten versus the SEC, the Wisconsin Badgers versus the LSU Tigers. And the kick from Lahm, high end over end. And it'll be caught out of bounds. So that's a favor that is done there, because that kick was going to go out of bounds, and LSU would have had it at the 35-yard line. Instead, the return man caught it and stepped out of bounds at the Tigers 7, and we are underway.
Yeah, and that is a big mistake, obviously field position-wise, but coaches, special teams coaches will teach you, put one foot out of bounds as you catch it, and then the ball is out of bounds. He ends up catching it and then strolling out of bounds, and that puts the ball at the 8-yard line. Wisconsin setting up great here defensively. 7-yard line.
So here we go. Two receivers right, two receivers left from the LSU 7-yard line. Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback. Malik in motion right to left, and a throw left side caught by Malik Nabers across the 10, 15-yard line, and he is dragged out of bounds by Austin Brown at the 16-yard line on a gain of 9 on the first play from scrimmage. Malik Nabers, that is his 87th catch of this season. And we'll get back on the ball. Time of possession, not a real big deal for this explosive offense of LSU. Nabers slot to the right. Nussmeier will give it to Josh Williams over right guard, and he'll plow straight forward for the first down as he leans forward across the 20-yard line up to about the 21, and a first down for the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, Hunter Waller kind of getting a little chippy with one of the LSU linemen after that play. That's going to be the tough part here. You're going to get spread out. LSU athletic all over the place. Can you stop the run while you get spread out?
Brian Thomas, Jr., Malik Nabers wide to the right. Miles Taylor, the tight end, motions left to right. Kyron Lacy wide left. Nussmeier back to throw. Shoots it to the left. That's caught by Lacy across the 25-yard line. Pushed out of bounds by Nizer Forkurine at the 27-yard line of the near side. A gain of 6. Second down and 4.
Yeah, it's going to be imperative today for the makeshift secondary. Got some new guys out there making sure you tackle, because there's going to be space. Wisconsin's going to have to bring pressure, bring a fifth guy. You have to make sure you make clean tackles out on the perimeter.
Three receivers right, one on the left, pistol formation, and now Josh Williams, the running back, will shift to the right of the quarterback. Nussmeier takes a snap, four-man rush, right side pass, caught by Thomas, hit right away over there by Austin Brown, but it's right at the stick, and that'll be a first down for LSU up to the Tigers' 31-yard line.
Yeah, and that was a very deliberate throw there by Nussmeier. He kind of eyed it up. That's one where you see that, go jump it. That was Brown was in a position there to jump and made a nice tackle. But in a game like this, obviously turnovers, that's going to be the key. Wisconsin, take advantage when you get an opportunity. There was one that I think if you see it again, you'll see Wisconsin's defensive backs be a little more aggressive.
On first and 10 for LSU at the Tigers' 31-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Snap to Nussmeier, back to throw, looking. Short pass right side, caught by Nabers. He got hit right away. That was Nizer Forkurine over there near the 35-yard line of the far side. They'll mark it the 34 and a gain of 3. Second down and 7 for LSU.
Yeah, Wisconsin got away with one there. They've been stemming, which means they're moving, and they actually jumped in the neutral zone, didn't get called.
Two receivers left. Kyle Parker, slot receiver on that side. Malik Nabers is wide to the right. Nabers already with a couple of catches for 12 yards. He is 10 away now from the LSU career receiving yards record. Snap to Nussmeier, swings the left, caught by the running back Josh Williams across the 30, 35-yard line, across the 40-yard line, and is checked out of bounds across the 40 to the 42, and another first down for LSU.
And you saw early in that, LSU gets up on the line. They're not really going fast, but they're getting set. Wisconsin showed a little blitz. They checked out of it. LSU checked to a little swing pass out, and Wisconsin did not do a good job of closing space there, and I got a first down.
Ricardo Hallman on the stop, and now LSU will come out, trips to the right. With 3 minutes in, opening possession to LSU. Malik Nabers will go in motion right to left. Logan Diggs now in at running back. Nussmeier takes the belt high snap, looking, now flush to his right. Nussmeier looking, throws it right side, wide open, Brian Thomas. And he will not make the catch. He was out of bounds inside the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. Well, another break there for the Badgers. And it will be a second down and 10 for LSU at its own 42-yard line.
Yeah, Nussmeier did a really good job of avoiding the rush. Maybe threw it a little bit too close to the sideline, but there, LSU's receiver needs to have some spatial awareness, understanding he had all kinds of room. That was a blown coverage by Wisconsin. Very fortunate that that ball, that he was not able to get a foot down and play.
Empty backfield, three receivers right, two on the left. The Badgers were teasing a little corner pressure there from Forcurine, and now Logan Diggs will motion into the backfield. Play clock is at five. Nussmeier takes the snap, gives it to Diggs, and he gets belted right at the point of attack. And that was Muma Jungmeta on the hit. A gain of nothing, actually. It's going to be a third down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 42-yard line. They were the best third down conversion team in college football, getting it done 57% of the time.
Yeah, a lot of cat and mouse right now. We're seeing Wisconsin show, stemming it, showing blitz. LSU changes out of a play. They go back and pull it out, and that was a nice stop, setting up this third and long.
Malik Nabers slot right, Brian Thomas wide to the right, Kyron Lacy to the left. Play clock is at eight. Nussmeier with a look over to the LSU sideline. Logan Diggs to the left of the quarterback. Mason Taylor, the tight end, motions to the right. Nussmeier back to throw, looking, sets, throws right side, high pass, incomplete. Thomas was open, the ball overthrown at the 35 of Wisconsin. And LSU will be doing something it rarely did this season, and that's punt. Jay Bramblett this season through 12 games punted 21 times.
That's not a lot, and that all was set up on just a missed throw, and you got in that third and long, and Wisconsin did a nice job of making him make a perfect throw. And I see Kyron Lacy over there waving his arms. I always love it when receivers are already complaining in the first quarter that they were wide open.
Jay Bramlett on the punts. Vinny Anthony is deep, and he will wave people away as it will hit inside the 25-yard line and bounces toward the near sideline. And all things considered, Badgers have okay field position. They'll start at their 22 after a 37-yard punt, and we will take our first break in the action here today. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. 10:43 left of the first half. No score in Tampa. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy here on New Year's Day. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15, although the wind will start to pick up by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 10:43 left in the opening quarter. We have no score. The Badgers getting a stop. And now Wisconsin will take over at its 22-yard line. Got a little help there. A couple of ill-advised throws, a bad decision on the kick return, but Tausch, this Wisconsin defense has started very slowly in games this season, especially at the end of the year. So that's a nice positive way to start forcing a punt here against LSU.
Yeah, and especially you mentioned only 21 punts on the year. So Wisconsin's defense, it has been a struggle getting off early. They've given up a lot. So to kind of bow up there with the help of a mistake by LSU, getting the football back after all that, not bad to get started here.
Cade Iacomelli gets the starting call at running back. Will Pauling, slot right, starts in motion to the left. Snap to Tanner Mordecai. He'll hand it to Iacomelli off the left side, and Cade fights his way for a couple of yards up to the 24 against this LSU defense, which struggled mightily at times this season. Gave up 28 points per game. But to be fair, they played some pretty electrifying offenses during the course of the season. Second down and 8 for the Badgers at their 24. Slot left, slot right. Iacomelli now to the right of Mordecai. Will start in motion to the left. Snap to Mordecai. Looking, has some time, pulls it down. Flush to his right. He's going to run it. Angles out of bounds across the 25-yard line on the near side. Tapped out by the linebacker Omar Spates. Mordecai up to near the 27 of Wisconsin, where it's third down and 5.
And that's going to be something, I think, today. Really good protection. And you know, Tanner sees a little opening between right guard and right tackle. And instead of holding it, let something just go up, pick up a couple yards, and set yourself up in a third and manageable.
Three receivers left. Bryson Green is out to the right on third down and 5. Jackson Aker is in there at running back. Play clock is at 8. Mordecai calmly gets them organized. As Tanner gets a snap from Jake Renfro, back to throw. Mordecai shoots it to the left, and that is caught near the 40-yard line. Will Pauling, who has been a very popular target on third down, and Mordecai turns to him right away here today on a first down to the 39 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, LSU brought a little bit of pressure there, and you know, Jackson Aker did just enough of kind of washing his guy by. And great route, but even a better throw. Tight coverage. Good pickup there by Will.
From the 39 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Pauling slot left. Vinny Anthony wide left on first down. Mordecai fakes the handoff. Back to throw. Has some time. Fires over the left side. Caught at the 30, 25 to the 20-yard line. As the Badgers on the move. And it's Will Pauling again. And Wisconsin with the game's first threat. They'll mark at the LSU 20.
Yeah, that is all set up just by fantastic protection all day for Mordecai to let that route develop. Will Pauling beats his guy, finds a spot in the zone, and Mordecai dropped it in there beautifully down the left sideline.
41 yards on the pitch and catch. Empty backfield, three receivers right, two receivers left. From the LSU 20, first and 10. Jackson Aker slot left, motions into the backfield. Play clock is at 10. Mordecai gets the snap. Little pressure coming up the middle. Tanner throws right side deep, and it is caught by Bryson Green. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Oh, big time catch by Green, and the Badgers are first on the board in Tampa.
What a throw. LSU brought pressure, got in Tanner's face, and he saw the one-on-one coverage, and he said, I'm going to throw it up. Give your guy Green a 50-50 ball, and he went and snatched it. Beautifully done by Tanner Mordecai, and even a better catch by Green.
That was an element we thought Bryson Green would bring to the party, and man, did he ever. As you said, really good throw, good catch, good concentration by the strong receiver Bryson Green as the Badgers send Nathaniel Vakos for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. The fourth scoring drive, 5 plays, 78 yards, took 2 minutes and 15 seconds as the Badgers first to get points on the scoreboard here in the ReliaQuest Bowl. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And just adds a touchdown, tastes great teamwork, a successful farm, takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 8:28 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, LSU nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel. Good squirrel. Shh.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And build your career at Cleary Building Corp, where you are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. Badgers strike first, 7-0, 8:28 left in the first quarter as we send it again downstairs to Patrick.
One of the players that's getting kind of a shot in this game, if you want to call it that, is Jake Renfro, who'd been the backup center all season after transferring from Cincinnati. He's replacing Tanner Bordellini on the offensive line. And so we haven't really seen what his personality looks like. Well, he is clearly an emotional leader on the bench. Coming off the sideline there after that touchdown, he's emotional, he's yelling before taking his place on the bench. Kind of interesting to see that develop out of somebody who's getting a first chance. One other thing for Wisconsin, starting fast, we know that has not been a case all season. Badgers forced a punt on the opening drive for the first time in five games, and that was the first opening drive touchdown for the Badgers since Purdue. That was on September 22nd. So just like we all suspected, this game would start.
Yeah, right. We just talked about that last night, didn't we, Tausch?
We did.
They jump on him early.
We thought it was going to be big and early.
Yeah.
getting to Renfro, I know everybody downplays things, but when you haven't played in 2 years, that emotion's running hot, and that's great to see all that success in that first drive.
Gavin Nicholas, Noah Kane deep for LSU. Gavin Lahm with the kick in the air, and Nicholas will let this sail over his head about 8 yards deep in the end zone, and the Tigers will start at their 25-yard line. And Jake Renfro was an all-conference center 2 years ago and missed all of 22 with a knee injury and just had a heck of a time getting himself healthy and staying healthy. He's been practicing for several weeks, but as you said, a little different animal now.
Yeah, it's just a whole different beast when you haven't played in a long time. The adrenaline and the nerves are get there. And you saw, you know, we talked all season about the snaps, and Tanner Bordellini, really good football player. But the snaps, you could just see a lot crisper, and you heard Phil Longo say that. That helps with the timing of what you're doing on offense.
Neighbors and Thomas out to the left. Kyron Lacy to the right on first and 10. Neighbors motions to the right. Nussmeier back to throw. Looking, has time, throws left side. That's caught by Mason Taylor across the 30-yard line. Whipped to the turf by the linebacker Muma Jungmeta at the 33 of the near side. That's a gain of 8, second down and 2 for LSU.
Yeah, that's what today's going to be, is you better be tackling. You better have a lot of helmets running to the football because you don't want to get beat deep over the top.
Trey Holly in at running back. The freshman gets the handoff, and he gets greeted rudely by Jungmeta right at the line of scrimmage. Freshman running back meet the senior linebacker, and it's third down and 2 for the Tigers at their 33-yard line.
Yeah, and anytime you see a middle linebacker make a play in the backfield, he obviously read his key, but also the big fellas up front are making sure that they're taking on those blockers, and it gives you the seam for Muma to jump through and make a play in the backfield.
Josh Williams back in there at running back now, senior out of Houston, Texas. Aaron Anderson, Chris Hilton to the left. Now Anderson motions to the right. Nussmeier back to throw, looking, drops it off right side. Hilton, and he's belted by Jake Chaney. A yard behind the line of scrimmage. They'll mark at the 32 of LSU. Chaney right there at the catch, and it's fourth down and 3 for the Tigers at their 32-yard line, and on comes the punt team again.
Wow, two punts. That's an interesting stat how little LSU has punted all year, but I would be on high alert. These bowl games now, trickeration everywhere, and especially at this point in the game, when you're not used to punting, I'm guessing Wisconsin's going to be playing this very safe.
Vinny Anthony is deep at the 24 of Wisconsin, and the snap to Bramblett, and he steps up. And the kick is away as Anthony again waves people away. And again, it takes a Badger roll here as LSU will kill it at about the 39-yard line of Wisconsin. Just a 29-yard punt from Bramlett, who averaged 41.5 per. As the Badgers start at the 39-yard line, first and 10, 6:40 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin.
And something to watch there with Vinny Anthony on both of the punts. Again, two punts already. And probably it hits on a lot of things, but it looks like he's having that sun coming in. Definitely did not pick that ball up. So fortunate that was only a 29-yard punt and it wasn't in play. Just something to watch when you're, I don't know directions. Is that north or south, Matt? Which way is that?
He was punting to the north. Yeah, okay. There you go.
There you go. Be careful on that end.
Will Pauling slot right. He will loop in motion to the left as Mordecai will give it to Cade Iacomelli. Hits over the right side of the line across the 40-yard line and is bounced at the 42 of Wisconsin on a gain of 3, second down and 7 for the Badgers.
And one of the things that I know, my eyes are on Renfro a lot today, not only from the snap standpoint, but just, you know, he's back out there. Did a really nice job. The hardest thing for a center is to have to reach a nose guard or like a one technique, which is in between the nose and the right guard, or in the right guard and the center. Did a really nice job there getting his feet down and moving his guy.
Yeah, dealing with Jordan Jefferson right now. Double wide to the left on second down and 7. Mordecai hands off. Iacomelli has some room up the middle across the 45-yard line. Gets wrapped up by Omar Spates, the linebacker, at about the 47-yard line, Wisconsin territory, to bring up third down and 2 for the Badgers. Wisconsin converted 45% of the time on third down, but over the second half of the season, a little bit better than that, 48% converting on third down.
Yeah, and you want to continue to put yourself in these situations all day. Third and 3 or less, and you're in a third and 2 spot, continue to have success on first and second. That gives you that chance to be successful on third.
Will Pauling slot left. Riley Nowakowski wing on the left side. Snap to Mordecai and fakes the handoff, rolls it off to the right and throws to Nowakowski, and he got chopped down by Major Burns out of the secondary. No gain on the play. Well defended by LSU. And it's fourth down and 2 for the Badgers. Make it maybe closer to fourth and 1 at the 48. And the offense stays out there as Luke Fickell is going to roll the dice. Or at least he's going to show it right now. Play clock is at 20. And two receivers left. Pauling in the slot. Anthony is wide. Rice and Green wide to the right. Play clock is at 12. It is fourth down and 2. We'll call it that. Ball just beyond the 47-yard line of Wisconsin. And they're just going to go ahead and let the play clock wind down.
He's going to take a timeout.
Yep, he is. He's going to use his first timeout with 4:39 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I think that tells you, no, obviously the punt will probably come out, but that tells you that you're probably going to go for it. You just take the 5 yards, so we'll see.
All right, we'll find out after this break. We have 4:39 left in the opening quarter. Wisconsin 7, LSU nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you and go Badgers!
It's the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Don't miss your chance to get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. So hurry in to your local Ford dealer today during the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 4 minutes, 39 seconds left of the first quarter. 7-0 Wisconsin leads LSU. The Badgers do have a fourth down. It is fourth and one as they inch the ball up closer to the 48-yard line of Wisconsin. Luke Fickell using a timeout. It would be unlike him to go for it here, but yeah, it's a bowl game.
Yeah, it's the Reliant Quest Bowl, and you want to win this trophy. I just think you want to be aggressive in these cases. You always want to be aggressive, but in these games especially, I think it's the last game of the year. You empty the bucket, you let it rip, and you want to kind of see where guys are at. It's fourth and one from, what, the 48-yard line. I say let it rip. The play before, I didn't love it because you never really sensed that Mordecai was going to push the envelope running it. You did the RPO, and then you just dumped the football off right away. And LSU's too fast. They're going to be able to swarm and make that play. You have to put a little bit more pressure on their defense than just the quick dump. And, of course, here we go. We're going to punt.
And they're going to punt the ball. So that begs the question. But I guess if you're going to burn a timeout, do it in the first half, not the second. It's like you got bamboozled.
I got bamboozled.
You did. Gregory Clayton is deep. Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Little stroll to his left and pops this one up end over end. And Clayton will make the fair catch at the 15-yard line in LSU territory. So 4:32 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin leading LSU.
Yeah, and I think obviously Luke Fickell's a defensive-minded cat. And so far Wisconsin's defense has done a really nice job of, you know, getting off the field and forcing punts. So I would have done it different, but that's why I'm up here and not coaching.
Christian Allegro in there at inside linebacker. We talked about him the last few weeks of the season.
Now.
Yep. He's in there with Jake Chaney. Austin Brown is at slot corner. Here we go. Three receivers left. Josh Williams motions out of the backfield. Is the second receiver on the right. Now Williams will shift back into the backfield. First and 10 LSU at its own 15-yard line. Garrett Nussmeier making his first career start. Back to throw. Four-man rush. Nussmeier steps up. Fires right seam. Caught by Neighbors across the 25-yard line. Gets knocked back. They'll mark at the 26 and a gain of 11. And that will make Malik Neighbors the all-time leading receiver in terms of yardage in LSU history. First and 10 LSU at its own 26-yard line. Neighbors out to the right, three receivers to the left. Josh Williams remains in there at running back. Nussmeier 8 out of 10 here in this first quarter. He'll take the snap, hands off to Williams up the middle, and he is able to work his way to about the 29-yard line of LSU. Boy, Latu slowing him down, got a little bit of help. Second down and 7 for the Tigers. 3:42 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, a little bit of penetration there by Wisconsin's D-line. A nice jump cut, and is able to pick up a couple yards.
Mason Taylor tied in, slot to the left. Aaron Anderson, slot to the right. Second down and 7, LSU at its own 29-yard line. Nussmeier takes the snap. Badgers sending 4. Nussmeier with time. Throws over the middle. Caught by Taylor across the 50. Slips a tackle and dives forward near the 45-yard line of Wisconsin. Austin Brown over there defensively for the Badgers. First down LSU. They'll mark at the Wisconsin 46.
Yeah, just way too clean of a pocket for Nussmeier. And when you give him that much time and that much space, he's going to find his guys. And that was his over the middle, wide open, way too much room.
And Barton Geo-Paez on the defensive line for Wisconsin. First and 10 Tigers at the Badgers 46-yard line. 2:48 left in this first quarter. 7-0 Wisconsin. Malik Neighbors will come out wide to the right. Brian Thomas to the left with Anderson in the slot. Snap to Nussmeier. Again, a four-man rush. Nussmeier with time. Throws right side. Batted down by Hunter Waller. Oh, a terrific defensive play by the Wisconsin safety intended for Aaron Anderson, the freshman receiver out of New Orleans.
Yeah, just a really good job of seeing and understanding the route concepts of what LSU is trying to do. And then playing the football, not getting into his body, using his right arm to bat that football away and not hook him with the left. Really nice job there by Hunter.
James Thompson Jr., Kirk Neal back in there, the defensive line for Wisconsin. Malik Nabers motions right, comes back the other way. Second down and 10. Play fake Nussmeier, throws left side to Nabers, and he gets drilled by Hunter Waller, jarring the ball loose, incomplete. Waller was able to measure him as Nussmeier hanging Nabers out to dry, and it's third and 10 LSU at the Wisconsin 46.
Well, he was hung out to dry because Piotrowski did a great job of not biting on the run fake and just coming downhill at Nussmeier, got right in his face, forcing him to throw that high ball, and Hunter just brought the wood. Beautiful play there by Wisconsin's defense.
Waller saying he's coming back next season, unfinished business, and he has had a terrific year this year, no doubt. Third down and 10, LSU at the Wisconsin 46, and penalty markers fly. As his Pac-12 officiating crew will get it sorted out, Mark Duddy is the referee. We'll hear from him momentarily. And the last time I will refer to a crew as a Pac-12 officiating crew. Here's a call.
False start, offense to center, 5-yard penalty, third down.
It's Charles Turner, the senior. And this is a very, very good offensive line for LSU. But it's now third and 15 for the Tigers at their own 49-yard line. Kyron Lacy slot right, Brian Thomas wide right, Malik Nabers to the left. Ricardo Holman giving him a little bit of cushion. Logan Diggs, the running back. Free play coming up here as the Badgers jumped. Nussmeier throwing, caught by Thomas, and he is banged down. The ball popped out, and there was no signal as though the play was dead. So you got a few things to sort out here. And there was also no beanbag that came out, but boy, I thought that.
Yeah,
the officials aren't signaling anything. It looked like a clear recovery for Wisconsin, but you got penalty markers to sort out, too.
I think it's going to be a moot deal.
Yep.
The ruling on the field is a fumble recovered by the defense. Offside, defense number 94, 5-yard penalty. The ball is returned to LSU, third down.
The Tigers catch a break.
Yeah, and it would have been interesting had that he not fumbled, because he would have been a yard and a half short. What you do there, I think you probably still take the five and go third and ten. But that was a case where LSU knew it had a free play, and very fortunate because they did put it on the ground. Wisconsin did recover it, but it was all for naught.
All right, third and 10 at the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Nabers slot left, Thomas wide left. Kyron Lacy will come out to the right, as they have not started the play clock yet. By the way, Cortez Hankton and Joe Sloan are the co-coordinators for LSU now, as Mike Denbrock left this LSU program. He's returning to Notre Dame. Denbrock had just a heck of a year. He's a very highly respected play caller. More of a dual role for LSU now in this bowl game. So here we go, third down and 10 from the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Logan Diggs is the running back. Mason Taylor, the tight end, motions, lines up slot to the right. Neighbor slot to the left. Snap to Nussmeier, swings it to Logan Diggs. He'll catch, turning inside the 40-yard line and brought down by Jake Chaney. A penalty marker at the far side of the field. Looks like another penalty against LSU that's going to wipe out this play.
Yeah, I don't know if it was an illegal motion or an illegal shift, but.
Illegal formation.
Yeah.
Offense, 5 players in the backfield. 5-yard penalty, replay, third down.
So it goes from third and 15 to third and 10, and now back to third and 15.
And that's one of the things when you have young and new players come in, you know, lining up isn't quite as easy. Logan Diggs, kind of after that nice play, kind of limped off too with his ankle. So this is what happens in these games. You have a month off, there's a little bit of sloppiness, especially early. And LSU has been a lot sloppier than Wisconsin so far.
So Josh Williams is back in there, running back. Third and 15 for the Tigers, back at their own 49-yard line. A minute 45 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. Lacy wide to the right, Nabers slot left, Thomas wide left. Mason Taylor, the tight end, motions left to right. Snap to Nussmeier, 4-man rush. Nussmeier throws right side. That's caught by Taylor inside the 45-yard line and brought down by Nizir Forkurine at the 42 of Wisconsin. That'll be 5 yards short of the stick. Fourth down for LSU, and you would imagine that Brian Kelly could go for it here. LSU didn't have to do that often during the season, 6 out of 14 through the first 12 games, but they'll go for it now. They sub, so the Badgers will do the same. And Gio Paez a little slow to get off the field, and now free play here. Nussmeier throws right side, high pass, broken up at the 25-yard line. And Gio Paez was slow getting off the field as the Badgers were trying to sub, and I think the Badgers are going to get caught with too many men out there. Let's sort this out.
Yeah, I was wondering when you said that they were allowed to sub. It didn't look like LSU subbed.
Defense, 12 players on the field. It's a 5-yard penalty. It'll still be fourth down, fourth and short.
Yeah, if I said that, I'm mistaken, because I don't think LSU subbed.
Because typically the ref will stand there and wait. And
yeah, the center judge wasn't there.
It did not feel like there was urgency from Wisconsin getting off the field. That's something LSU, obviously, getting up on the line, saw it, took advantage of it. And now instead of getting off the field, we're sitting here in the fourth and one spot.
So here we are, fourth and one. At the 37-yard line of Wisconsin as LSU will go for it. Mason Taylor motions right to left. Nussmeier takes hands off to Williams, who gets stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Down he goes at the 40-yard line as the Badgers defense turns them back.
Kurt Neal with great penetration trips up. He ends up shoving his guy back and trips up the tailback, and then Peterson there to clean it up. That's what we're talking about, that twitch. Neal did a beautiful job getting off. Peterson gets him down. Wisconsin gets the stop and gets the ball back.
Well, what work by this Badgers defense in the first quarter. 51 seconds remaining in it. 7-0 Wisconsin. The Badgers take over at their 40-yard line. Tucker Ashcraft out on the field now. Slot to the left. Will Pauling slot right. Loops in motion, snap to Mordecai, hands off to Iacomelli, try to hit the right edge, juke move across the 45, and Iacomelli up to the 47-yard line. Ovi Agofu, their jack linebacker, as they call it, a hybrid position between a defensive end and an outside linebacker. He makes the stop, gain of 7. Badgers 47-yard line, second down and 3. Mordecai fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, caught by Pauling at the 40, 35, 30, he's gone. Pauling the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Wisconsin. Mordecai to Will Pauling, and it's 13-0, Wisconsin.
Great job on the RPO sell that got the linebackers to suck up. And then Mordecai on just an easy slant route delivers it. Pauling beats his guy by a step and then sprints past and was able to saunter into the end zone, into the Badger faithful on the south end zone.
53 yards on the pitch and catch. And what a first quarter for Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers as Nathaniel Vaco's on for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. Ford scoring drive. It was a quick one. Two plays, covered 60 yards, took less than half a minute. 23 seconds left in the opening quarter. It's Wisconsin 14, LSU nothing.
Yeah, that was just, that's where that RPO and running the football, you get the 6 or 7 yards to Iacomelli off the right side, and all it takes, you get that linebacker to suck up a yard or two, gives you that much more room, and Pauling beats his guy by one and then outruns everybody else. That was a beautifully drawn but perfectly thrown where Pauling doesn't have to reach back, keeps his stride, and then takes it all the way. And what a start for the Wisconsin Badgers. Just so we expected.
Absolutely.
Shootout.
Tanner Mordecai during the regular season threw 6 touchdown passes. He has 2 here in the first quarter of this bowl game. There's again Javen Nicholas and Noah Kane are deep for the Tigers as Gavin Lahm is set to kick off. 14-0 Wisconsin late in the first quarter. Kick is in the air. Nicholas drifting to his right. He'll catch at the 5. He is to the 10. 15 across the 20-yard line, across the 25, and is whipped to the turf shy of the 30-yard line. And that's where LSU will take over. Grover Bortolotti down there on kick coverage for the Badgers.
I don't think you could draw this up any better. LSU takes the football, is trying to showcase their explosive offense, 46 and a half points, all that stuff, no punts. And what we've seen so far is you forced LSU to punt a couple times, you make a big stop down here on a fourth and one, and then you don't waste any time. Big plays, which is something we didn't see a lot of throughout the season. And sure enough, it's a new year and it's a new offense. We've seen more explosive plays than I can recall in a while.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Garrett Nussmeier and the offense starting at the LSU 29-yard line. First and 10, handoff Josh Williams over the right side. Fights his way across the 30-yard line, and Tatum Grass will stand him up and throw him back at the 34-yard line on a gain of five on what will be the final play, or should be the final play of the first quarter. And it is, in a good first 15 here for the Wisconsin Badgers. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. At the end of quarter number one, it's Wisconsin 14, LSU nothing. Back in a moment, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back at Raymond James Stadium, Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update. Badgers lead LSU at the end of quarter, 14-0. Other games later today, Liberty and Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl kicks at noon. Iowa and Tennessee also kicking at noon in Orlando in the Citrus Bowl. And then the college football semifinals, Alabama and Michigan in the Rose Bowl, 4 o'clock, followed by Texas and Washington tonight. That is the Sugar Bowl in the other national semifinal, Matt.
All right, Mike, thank you much. 14-0, Wisconsin leads LSU as we get set for the second quarter. Let's go downstairs again and check in with Patrick.
Coach Fickell just did an interview with the ESPN sideline reporter Lauren Sissler, and I listened in quick, and she asked about this fast start. He said, first thing out of his mouth was, hey, we got a long way to go here. But he said, but we had to start like this. It was really important for this team to get off to that fast start. He said, but as we've all been saying, this game's going to come down to controlling the line of scrimmage. He's pleased with that so far, but that has to continue.
All right. This has been a role reversal. We have seen Wisconsin looking up at a 10 and a 14-point deficit multiple times, but to get the early jump, Tanner Mordecai with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Bryson Green, a 53-yard connection to Will Poland.
Yeah, and it was the line of scrimmage is always going to tell you the story of how these games go. And Kurt Neal's huge play on that fourth down. You look at it, LSU, if they get that, they probably go down. Maybe they score, and it's a whole different complexion. You make that big play on fourth down, all of a sudden Wisconsin gets the ball back. They go down and score. Now LSU's looking at a 14-0 deficit. That's how important one or two big plays will make in these games.
It'll be a second and five for LSU at its own 34-yard line as the Tigers move left to right as we view it in the second quarter. Malik Nabers, the record-setting wide receiver, in motion left to right. Nussmeier back to throw, four-man rush. Nussmeier throws, left side hangs up in the air, too high, incomplete. Wanted Brian Thomas near midfield at the far side. Austin Brown over there on the coverage and make it third down and five for the Tigers at their own 34.
Yeah, it looks like Tressel's idea today is we're going to play some zone and we're going to force you to drop the ball in on that sideline. We're going to give you that little open spot. Can you deliver it? And so far, Nussmeier, you had a couple of nice throws early, but right now you have to drop that in there beautifully. That one sailed on him, and now we're at a third and five.
From the LSU 34-yard line, Josh Williams, the running back. Taylor, the tight end, motions left to right. Nabers wide to the right. Nussmeier looks left, throws left, caught by Williams, and he's brought down by Austin Brown, shy of the stick. Austin getting over there right away. They'll mark it about the 38-yard line, fourth down and one, and LSU sending on the punt team for the third time here in this first half.
Yeah, surprising again. You're at the 40. Again, high alert. Be careful here with Wisconsin special teams playing it safe. Looks like they have their D linemen. They are playing it safe and hopefully forcing LSU to punt it here.
Benny Anthony deep standing at the 20 of Wisconsin. Snap to Bramlett. Badgers get a little heat on. The kick is in the air. Backpedaling and signaling for the fair catch is Benny Anthony, and he'll make it at about the 13 or 14-yard line of Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 14. That was a 47-yard punts. 46 seconds into the second quarter, it's 14 to nothing, Wisconsin leading LSU.
One of the things that we talked about, keys to the game and all this stuff, is, you know, tackling. Right now, Wisconsin has done a great job in space. They're throwing the ball to their backs. They're getting the ball out of the hand and trying to get their athletes out in space. And Wisconsin has had the answer so far. You always wonder and you worry. You almost feel like this is an opener, where how are you going to hold on to the football because you're not doing a bunch of live stuff in practice, and how is your tackling? A month is a long time in football, and the tackling is one of the first things that kind of goes. And so far, knock on wood, Wisconsin's tackling's been pretty dang good.
14-14 left in the half. Badgers lead 14 to nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield. Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Opening minute of the second quarter, Wisconsin 14, LSU nothing. The Badgers back on offense starting at their 14-yard line.
Yeah, and one of the pleasant surprises so far has been the protection up front because, again, as I mentioned a bunch already on the broadcast, is D-line athletes getting after the quarterback, getting up there, and Wisconsin's O-line has done a fantastic job so far giving Tanner enough time to read through and make the reads, and then he's delivered by striking the football really well today.
Mordecai, 5 out of 5 for 127 and the two touchdowns. They come out, trips to the left. Jackson Aker is the running back. Mordecai takes a snap. He'll give it to Aker. Room off the left edge of the 15 to the 20-yard line. And Aker up to about the 22. Major Burns, the safety, up to make the stop. Gain of 8 for Jackson Aker. Second and 2 for the 22 Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, Wisconsin's done a really good job of capturing the edge so far. Saw it with Iacomelli off the right side, this time off with Jack Nelson, doing a job of sealing. And Jackson Aker seeing it, getting up, and then getting vertical, picking up a quick 8.
Pauling slot right, Green wide right. Vinny Anthony is out wide to the left. Hayden Rucci wing on the right side on second down and 2 from the Wisconsin 22-yard line. Play clock is at 10. Mordecai gets the snap, hands it to Aker again, slips through, gets stood up, close to the first down. Whit Weeks, linebacker, gets in there, and it's right at the 24-yard line. And they will say that's good enough. That's a first down for Wisconsin.
I always love that. It looked like he maybe was a little bit short, but you see that guy just kind of wave. And when it goes your way, you say, yep, that looks perfect. Go ahead. Let's roll with it.
All this technology is close enough.
No, you're
first
good.
Down.
That's roll
right.
with it.
Three receivers right. Vinny Anthony out to the left. On first down, you had Pauling in the backfield. Mordecai to throw over the middle. It's caught by Pauling across the 30-yard line, and he is spun down by Weeks, the linebacker, at the 32-yard line. It's a little wrinkle there. He's seen it from time to time. Pauling in the backfield, and he gets 8 yards on the catch. And they get right back to it. Pauling wing on the left side. On second and 2, handoff Jackson Aker, and he is chopped down by Weeks at about the 34. And that will be a first down, maybe a little closer to the 35-yard line than it is. First and 10 for the Badgers.
Yeah, and I think LSU got away with one there. Wisconsin went tempo. LSU subbed. And their guy, I think if you go back to replay, he was not off the field. I think they had 12. LSU got away with one, but Wisconsin still picked up the first down.
12:15 left in the half, 14-0 Wisconsin. Tretch Kekahuna in there now. Slot receiver on the right side. Snap to Mordecai. Fakes the handoff to Iacomelli. Throwing right side deep. Hangs up in the air. It is incomplete. Inside the 30-yard line of the far side. Pass intended for Bryson Green. Sage Ryan, the corner on the coverage. Sophomore out of Lafayette, Louisiana. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at their 35-yard line.
I love the play call, and I love the ball was thrown right where it's probably even better than a 50-50 shot. I think if Bryson Green looks at that back on film, he had an opportunity to make a play there. Nice throw by Tanner, and you get those one-on-one opportunities, you go ahead and try to make a play.
Kekahuna slot left, Hayden Rucci slot right on second and 10. Mordecai, quarterback draw, has room to the 40-yard line, to the 45, and he is hit across the 45-yard line. Major Burns on the stop, and I think Tanner felt that one a little bit, maybe more than a little bit, but he pops back up, and that'll be a first down for the Badgers. Gain of 11 to the Wisconsin 46-yard line.
Yeah, really nice job. That was a design draw right from the get-go. Renfrow gets out in space, and Mordecai did a good job of avoiding the first guy and picking up a bunch of yards, and he paid for it.
C.J. Williams wide to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left on first and 10. Mordecai, little play fake to Iacomelli. Winds up, throws it deep down the middle for Anthony. Got it! Inside the 10-yard line. Stumbles to the turf at about the 8. Sage Ryan on the coverage. There is a penalty marker, though, in the Wisconsin backfield.
Ugh. Oh. Dang it.
Offense number 74. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Replay, first down.
Ooh, mercy.
I got a hunch. I haven't seen the replay yet. I got a hunch I'm going to disagree with it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you probably will.
What a beautiful throw, and the protection was good, maybe because there was some. Anytime there's a lot of bodies down on the ground, there were two LSU defensive linemen down on the ground. That gets those eyes up. Whether or not he held or still haven't seen the replay, I'm going to say he didn't, and it was a bad call.
So they get first and 20 for the Badgers at their own 36-yard line. 11 minutes left in the half, 14-0 Wisconsin.
Ugh.
Quincy Burroughs in the lineup now, lines up wide to the left. On first down, Mordecai will hand it to Iacomelli, trying to pick his way off the right side, and he is driven back. Short gain on the play, up to the 37-yard line, maybe the 38. That's about it. Second down and long coming up for Wisconsin.
Really love the strategy of what Phil Longo is coming in here. Let's let it rip. Opportunities down the field, and unfortunately that one got called back, but still love the play call.
Second down and 18. Harold Perkins, outstanding linebacker, in on that last stop. Badgers at the 38-yard line. Second down and 18. Ashcraft slot right, Pauling slot left. Mordecai gets the snap, looking, fires it to the left. That is caught by Quincy Burroughs across the 40-yard line. Wrestled down by Sage Ryan at the 43 or 44-yard line of the near side. Still third down and long for Wisconsin.
A nice job there by Burroughs of not just catching, getting tackled. He was able to catch it with his hands and then curl up around and be able to pick up four or five more. Even though it's a third and 13, that's better than sitting here at third and 16 or 17. Nice job after a really well-thrown ball by Mordecai.
Burroughs from Jacksonville, Florida, redshirt freshman, a transfer from Cincinnati. There's only two catches during the regular season, came against Nebraska. Third down and 13, Badgers at their 43-yard line.